ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hello, I'm Carol Vorderman, and it's time for the latest Flashback Friday edition of Perfect 10. We have almost made it to the weekend, so we're going to celebrate with a quiz made up of our very best questions, handpicked from our enormous back catalogue of hundreds of podcasts. So, 10 questions, 10 points, all done in 10 minutes, same rules as with every Perfect 10. Today, of course, Flashback Friday edition. Good luck with this. Question one, as ever, is your starter for a perfect 10. Here we go. What does the last letter stand for in these acronyms? POTUS, FLOTUS and SCOTUS. POTUS, P-O-T-U-S, FLOTUS, F-L-O-T-U-S and SCOTUS, S-C-O-T-U-S. For question two on Flashback Fridays, I like to ask you a classic hearsay question. So, can you figure out the famous phrase which is hidden in these sounds?
Oh, we're in hell! So, should we speak about Satan?
Let's banter about Beelzebub.
Yeah, let's natter about old Nick.
Answers, as always, after the final question. Question three, and time for a little Carol lateral thinking. Here we go. Which job title, beginning with the letter B and ending with R, has three consecutive double letters? So three lots of double letters all in a row. You can do this. I can hear your brain whirring away from here. So there we go. We move on to question four when you're ready. And question four is worth another point to those whose powers of recall are firing on all cylinders today, because it is our memory round.
You join us at the UK's Hottest Man contest, and it's time to meet our first set of hunks. Guys, please tell us your names, age, place you're from, occupation, and the talent you'll be showing us.
Hi. I'm Arinja. I'm a 24-year-old chef from London, and I will be making a delicious omelette.
Hi, I'm Tyler. I'm 23 and I'm a builder from Southampton. And tonight I will be doing keepy uppies with a football for 3 whole minutes.
Hey everyone, I'm Connor, a 19-year-old model from Leicester, and I'll be playing Sweet Caroline on the ukulele.
Hi, I'm Mike, a 27-year-old gardener from Newcastle, and I will be juggling with fire.
And I'm Sol, a 21-year-old content creator from Manchester, and I will be making cocktails.
Hopefully you were paying attention, as here comes a question. How old was Tyler? All the info is in the clip, so think back, see if you can find that answer for a point. We are almost halfway through today's questions. How are you doing? Maybe you're heading towards a perfect 10 score today. Keep going. Today could be the day indeed. Right, questions 5, 6, and 7 are all part of the frivolous, familiar, and fun 3Fs collection. Here's question 5. What is the national flower of Scotland? Hello to all our Scottish perfect tenors out there. An easy point for you today, that's for sure. Moving on to question 6. Which member of the Addams family got their own spin-off TV show in 2022? Question 7 now. If you were doing hospital corners, what would you be doing? Question 8 is 2 in, 2 out. Change 2 letters to make a different word. Which 2 letters can you change in the word mishap, M-I-S-H-A-P, to make a member of the clergy? Remember, if you feel like you need some extra time for any of today's questions, you are allowed, it isn't cheating, to pause or to rewind. It's always allowed here on Perfect 10. Just don't look up the answer. That is not allowed. Question 9 is called I Know This, because the answer may be somewhere in the back of that wonderful brain of yours. The composer Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart was born in which European country? Do you know? Even if you don't know, it's definitely worth a guess. And here we are already at question 10, the final question of the day. And as it's Flashback Friday, we're finishing with a riddle. There's one in every corner and two in every room. What is it? So what's the answer to that riddle? And there you have it. Those are your questions for another Flashback Friday of Perfect 10. 10 questions, 10 points, all done in 10 minutes, as ever. But did you get a perfect 10 score? Let's find out, because here come the answers.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Question one. What does the last letter stand for in the acronyms POTUS, FLOTUS and SCOTUS? Well, the answer is states. The S stands for states. POTUS stands for President of the United States. FLOTUS, First Lady of the United States. And SCOTUS, what does that stand for? Well, it's the Supreme Court of the United States. So really well done if you got that right. Question two was our hearsay round.
Oh, we're in hell! So, should we speak about Satan?
Let's banter about Beelzebub.
Yeah, let's natter.
The phrase I was looking for was talk of the devil. Of course it was. They're easy when you know the answer, aren't they? Question three. Which job title beginning with B and ending in R has three consecutive lots of double letters? The answer is bookkeeper. Begins with the letter B. Then you have double O, double K and double E. And of course, it ends with the letter R. Well done if you got that right. As always, question four was our memory round. We were hanging out with the boys. My question was, how old was Tyler? Could you remember? Tyler was 23. Question five, we're into the three Fs. What is the national flower of Scotland? And the answer is the thistle. The prickly purple thistle has been Scotland's national emblem for centuries. In truth, no one really knows for certain how the purple-flowered thistle rose to such significance, but one legend claims that a sleeping party of Scottish warriors were saved from ambush by an invading Norse army when one of the enemies trod on the spiky plant. His anguished cry roused the slumbering warriors, who duly vanquished the invader and adopted the thistle as their national symbol. Nice story. Don't know if it's true. Of course, there's not a shred of evidence to support this account, but I like it. Question six. Which member of the Addams family got their own spin-off TV series in 2022? The answer is Wednesday. Yes, Wednesday Addams is the title character in Tim Burton's latest series for Netflix. Question seven. If you were doing hospital corners, what would you be doing? Well, you'd be making the bed. Folding the top sheet with a three-step process known as hospital corners results in a very neat, very snug and tidy fit. But here's the thing, the technique isn't actually used in hospitals as much as it used to be, because this technique leaves the sheet tight against the feet, which contributes to problems over time, one of which is a condition called foot drop. Can you believe? Question eight was two in, two out. Which two letters can you change in the word mishap, M-I-S-H-A-P, to make a member of the clergy? Well, if you change the letter M to a B and the letter A to an O, you get the word bishop, B-I-S-H-O-P. Question nine was, I know this, the composer Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart was born in which European country? And the country is Austria. He was born in Salzburg in 1756 and he died in Vienna in 1791. And finally, question 10 was the daily riddle. There's one in every corner and two in every room. What is it? The answer is the letter O. One in the word corner and two in the word room. Groan, groan, groan. How did you do? Well, that's it for another week. Very, very, very well done for giving your brain a good old workout. Please do remember to subscribe to our podcast and follow us across our social media channels so you won't miss out on any of our rounds or any of our bonus visual questions. They're a lot of fun. And if you'd like to keep on quizzing over the weekend, I highly recommend our Perfect 10 quiz book, which is available in all good bookshops and also online. Right. I'm Carol Vorderman. That was my Perfect 10 Flashback Friday for you. And I really do hope that you have a perfect weekend. See you Monday. Perfect 10 is produced by Talent Bank as part of the Acast Creator Network. Head over to shows.acast.com/Perfect 10 for more information.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.